Simply Done, the podcast network.
The Big Three podcast you're about to hear was to have premiered on November 2nd, but we ran into weather problems because we went to New York City right before Hurricane Sandy hit. John Quincy Adams had invited Moe, Perry, and myself to go. Perry couldn't make it as usual, and because we couldn't get any commercial flights to go there, Mr. Adams hired a pilot to take us. It's a crazy story, and we will give full details of what happened with Hurricane Sandy in New York with the Big Three. We'll talk about that on the next podcast. But this was a podcast that was to have began airing on that date, and we couldn't put it out because someone had stole my computer. Just a lot of things that happened, and they weren't good. So we wanted to put this one out, and next week we'll give full details of what happened. The reason I bring anything up is because we do talk about the election, so this was right before the election it happened. So anyway, and enjoy this, and next week you'll get full details on the Big Three meeting Hurricane Sandy. Enjoy this one.
Boom chicka 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 boom boom chicka 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 boom
chicka boom chicka boom. Mole, you don't crap in a studio. That's a golden rule of show business. No shitting at the studio.
That was Sid Caesar said that. Here's the thing with Scaremaster. The second he Oh, hey, dude, I didn't realize you were here. Are you all done in the public men's room for Friday night this week?
Not this week.
Why are you going back after the podcast to another public men's room somewhere in West Hollywood? How was your public men's room experience on this Friday night? You really get your weekends going, dude.
You know, it does make me wonder, what the fuck goes on? You were in the neighborhood for quite a while.
I went.
You could have taken a shit at any time.
Oh, really?
Really?
I took a bite to eat.
Where?
Over at El Pollo Loco.
Yeah, you could have
Okay, so first you hit the men's room at El Pollo Loco.
You fucking moron.
Whoa, and the men in the men's room do.
What?
Is that what you're saying?
They understand your body.
That we don't understand you
like
other people?
We don't want to understand your body, dude.
No way.
There's nobody in the bathroom when I go to the bathroom.
It just seemed very strange.
You're always fucking strange.
You have a beautiful bathroom at your house.
It's filthy.
Why is it filthy? Still from Andy Dick?
No, it's all... I got grass growing in there and fucking lint and... In water on the mirrors. It's dirty.
Why don't you clean it?
Mole,
what?
Can I ask you something? Let's get the show started, okay?
Yeah, we were doing it, and all of a sudden you bailed. What, are you going to the 7-Eleven to take a link, number one?
No, I'm okay. I handle myself in a different way.
Like a professional. And a gentleman.
There's a long-standing rule in show business. You don't take a shit at the studio. I guess some people have never heard that one.
I never heard that law.
That was David Jansen wrote that.
You know, there are a lot of people that have said that, Mole. You know, actually, I even heard that there's some people that call it the Dr. Kimball Crap Law. And, of course, that was named after his character on The Fugitive, that TV show from the 60s. But I've also heard, and even more people have said, they give credit for that rule to the Marx Brothers, which was a big rule during all their movies.
I guess because Groucho or Harpo or Zeppo took smelly dumps. I don't know.
Speaking of smelly dumps, how about this dude?
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's your old pal Don Barris.
Hey, it's your old pal Walter Walensky.
And, of course, the best pal of all, Scary Perry.
He is the best pal.
And together we are the
Big Three.
Shut up, Perry.
It's fucking loud.
Okay, well.
It's a rock song.
Lower it!
It's a rock song.
Lower my fucking volume! Thank you.
We got quite a show ahead of us today, and I'd like to start out.
Announcement?
Now, Skidway, hold on a second, Dan. You were mad at Scaremaster a minute ago before the intro, and you know something that you forgot, that you said last week that Scaremaster doesn't do anything wrong, and that you love him now.
Thank you.
I didn't say that. He did. I think you do lots of stuff wrong, but you're still my best friend.
You know what? You may be right. He can't help it.
That's nice.
He really can't. Okay. Well, why don't we start out today's podcast with a phone message I received. And this was really a confusing phone message to me.
Quincy?
No, it wasn't Quincy. It was in the car, and it was from Scaremaster. Do you remember last week when someone... I think... I didn't even finish what I was saying. From a guy named Vince, he sent us a lottery ticket during his $10
show. Oh, yeah. Scaremaster, where's the money?
Stop. I want to play this. Perry decided... All right, shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Perry decided to stop. Ticket. What did I just fucking say? Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck
up!
All right, shut the fuck up.
Okay.
I like what you two got going. You both are bringing great energy today. I like what's happening. Okay.
He just doesn't know when to shut his fucking mouth, man. What are you going to say, Mole?
But you can't do anything wrong, Dan.
Vince sent us a lottery ticket, and it won $10,000. Now, Perry's way of dealing with it, because he was the one to scratch it off, he kept it. And he was going to cut us out.
No, he said he's giving us $1,000 each.
No, $3,000.
Really?
$3,000.
Yeah.
The lottery ticket that was...
Shut up! How many fucking times do I have to tell your dumbass the same thing? Shut the fuck up! Don't say a word. Don't say a fucking word. I'm introducing the phone call.
Me too?
You can talk all you want.
All right.
So after the show, Perry found out something about the lottery ticket, and he called me to express his displeasurement. Why don't you play that call? Hello?
Winning ticket of $100 or more must be sent by mail in person to the Money Fairy. 123 Melrose Drive in Make Believe Land. Found only in your dreams. Any resemblance to a real or an implied lottery ticket is what makes it fun. The ticket for entertainment purposes only. A piece of shit.
Who's a piece of shit?
You and whoever sent me this fucking...
Okay,
ticket.
I had nothing to do with it.
Fuck you, you cocksucking lying motherfucker. This ticket was built by the fucker that sent this fucking faggot like lame piece of shit ticket. Made it fake. It's fake. It's a lie. It's garbage. Everybody that I have to deal with in Hollywood is a fucking lying fake piece of shit. They make me do things over and over and over again. And what do I make for it? Zero. Zilch. Nothing. Kabish. Over and out.
I don't really know what his point was.
The back of that ticket just expresses
itself. No, the back of this ticket says that. The back of the ticket you just bought, this novelty ticket you just bought, which is not the ticket you had last week where you scratched off and
that
got $10,000.
That was
no, you know what, Scaremaster? I'm just tired of you stealing from us. You've been robbing. No, it is not. This is not the ticket you had.
$3,000 apiece.
You took your money.
He keeps $4,000, but that's not enough for him.
$5, you bought a novelty ticket, and you're trying to peddle that on us instead of giving us the $3,000 you owe us.
Fuck you.
You owe us $3,000, dude.
You know what?
I'll tell you something.
Play it back.
Hold on a second, Mole.
I read the back
Perry, I know you did.
I'm going to totally rip this at you.
Okay. Throw it,
Hold on, both of you guys.
So I could sue you.
Oh, really? You're going to sue? $3,000?
Going back to suing again? Are you?
You want to beat me up now?
Mole, sit down. Mole,
break
please.
Break my neck
Mole,
and everything
please.
Else?
Mole,
I'm tired of this shit.
Please.
I'm tired of being abused.
Who's abusing you? You sit down. Sit down. I'll help you out on this one, Perry. I'll take your side. Sit down for 1 second, Mole, please.
All right. But if he says that word again, I'm leaving.
Perry,
just
won.
Read it out loud.
Will you stop interrupting me, rude Randy?
We'll cut out all that stuff.
Clearly, there was a $10,000 winner last week.
Yeah.
Now, I thought I looked at the back, and I thought it seemed very legitimate.
It was completely legitimate. Okay, I saw it was, right. it was to Sacramento.
And what Perry had
Give
done.
Give it back to me, then.
And what Perry had done. No, I've got it. And what Perry had done, he negotiated a deal because you can't add that very well.
Right.
That we would get $3,000, and he didn't mention that he would get $4,000 out of that. But I guess that wasn't enough.
He took the whole.
But hold on, Mole. You don't think he's entitled to that?
$10,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, he totally is. He's my best friend.
We have jobs, and because he doesn't, he
I don't.
Deserves everything.
I need money. I have no house. You know where I was living the other day?
No.
You know that new park in Chinatown?
No.
Right by there. And you know what?
Shit.
You don't have a place to live?
Oh, really? You know what I did? You know what I did all day today, Scaremaster? I built a dog enclosure for Mr. Giant Dog for when he comes back. And can I tell you something? They tore it down because I built it in the park because I don't have any place to build a dog enclosure. And also because I built it out of, like, cardboard and
Bullshit.
Park benches.
Mole, do you really not have a place to stay?
I made some really bad investments.
If you want, you can stay here as long as you'd like.
Really?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I kind of made this makeshift camp out in the downtown, and we're having Mulligan stew tonight, so I got to go down there. But after that, I mean, I just got a little lean-to.
Okay, don't let yourself get caught up in this. Everything's going to be fine.
How do you scam that disability scam master? Because I need
what
some
scam?
Cash.
What scam?
The one that the
what
guy
scam,
said you scammed.
You fucker!
The guy
I'm
said
done.
You.
The show is over.
Perry,
get me out of this.
Perry,
fucking
sit
place.
Down. Sit
Fuck
down.
You.
If you wreck the thing, I'm going to have a problem. Now, please, sit down.
Okay.
Scam?
No.
My goddamn car accident was not
Perry,
a scam.
Perry,
not
can I just say
one
thing? Mole, hold on. Stay right there. Here's the thing, Perry. When you argue something that intensely.
I'm done.
Listen
this
to me.
This guy is no friend of mine.
I don't think you scammed the disability, but those other people who wrote those $10 shout-outs all said you did. But I was just trying
they
to find.
They don't know shit.
Okay, but
they
Perry.
They don't know what
Perry,
I've been through
Perry,
in my fucking life.
They don't
the
understand
intensity.
Your body.
Oh, God.
The intensity of you yelling makes people think there might be some truth to that. Do you understand?
Yeah, what are you trying
why?
To hide,
D?
Okay, Perry.
Hide what?
Perry.
What, I'm going to hide that I was in a hospital for 3 months?
Yeah, but
there's
no
hiding
but
there.
Then you said
okay.
You were in the hospital for 2 weeks.
You're right.
And you weren't.
And you lied about that.
So. I never said anything about being in the hospital.
Yes, you
for
did.
You said you,
you
were
said
in the psych ward.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you said that. For 12 days you said you were there.
That's why people don't believe you.
So, Perry, people
you
are
you know
having-
what? Both of you, shut the fuck up.
What are you talking about? I haven't said anything bad to you. What's on the mind of our fans out there? Because we are one of the very few podcasts that give our fans a chance to say what's on their mind during our $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Now, if you've never heard the $10 shout-out before, the $10 shout-out is where you, the fan, get a chance to say what's on your mind. Tell us what you think. If you think Perry's scamming the government, you can say that. If you think that he isn't scamming the government, you can say that too. And here's how you do it. All you got to do is send $10 cash, no checks, no money orders. That's straight cash, homie, and you send it to $10 shout-out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153. That's Hollywood, California, 90046.
Do I need to give you guys fucking dates? Do I?
For what?
Do I? Do Perry. I fucking need to give you a date? This one especially.
For what?
I don't want to go on a date with you. I
no, asshole. The date of my goddamn car wreck where I was in my mom's 1970 Cutlass that was the whole driver's side was torn off where I got fucking put in a coma for 3 weeks and hospitalized for 3 months. Those dates.
What happened to the Cutlass?
It's on my website.
That's good. Always like try to... Try to
draw. Are you trying
to
sell it like on Craigslist?
Oh, go fuck yourself.
I don't know.
Mole, I think that the car was damaged and he just...
That was the car that the mechanic... Wait, did he fix it after that car? Is this what happened the whole... Whoa, okay, I understand. No, I get it.
Not the Palm Springs thing, no.
You wrecked the car.
No, Mole, you're confused. Mole, you are confused in this one. Now, why don't we just set this aside? Let's get back to the $10 shout-outs. Mole, why don't you read this first one? I believe it's from a Joey Deakins. Okay?
Okay, all right. Dear Dan, Mole, and Homewrecker, don't act so coy, Perry. Dan and Mole, I'm a huge fan, but this is between Perry and I. Perry, I have a name that you know quite well, Dimitri Moreland. All started about 3 years ago in the city of Broken Shoulders. Dimitri and I had officially begun our civil union, and the passion was overflowing.
Hold on one second. Overflowing. Pick it up from there. I just didn't want people out there to think that that was you belching, Mole, because that was Perry, correct?
Excuse me.
Yep. We were doing it everywhere. We even filed for the adoption of a child in Korea, and we're as excited as can be. One night, a mutual friend stopped by for a session in a movie to follow that night's feature, Windy City Heat. To no one's surprise, we were all having a good laugh, and man, I caught a glimpse of Dimitri's eyes. Something had changed. The way he leered as Perry was crawling out of that dumpster, I knew. So it had begun. First were the demands for the O-O-O's as he finished in or on me. Then came the costumes. He draped my head. He also sprayed me with spaghetti and hot dog water to reach the, quote, Perry off.
Bullshit.
Okay, this is not bullshit. This
Meanwhile,
is
Perry's
writing.
Career was taking off with the podcast, and Dimitri had basically forgotten that I existed. I moved out without a goodbye, and I blame you, Homewrecker Perry. You, with all your suggestive outfits and teasing of Dimitri's C-word. The saddest part is that the adoption had actually come through, and now I'm left to raise this child on my own here in Korea. I have left the picture for Perry to think on for the next time he wants to tear away another's love. I wish our family was a big three, but I'm stuck with only two. Disdainfully yours, Joey Deakins.
Wow. Joey, first of all, I want to say I'm very sorry. And here's another letter. Dear Big Three, I have to be honest with you guys. I'm tired of you and other fans defending that gypsy piece of shit, acting as if you owe Perry anything. He's lucky to be associated with Mole and Don. Without the two
You're
of
right.
you, he's just a deadbeat loser living off the government. Seriously.
Deadbeat loser living off the government.
This is one man's opinion. What was that?
Nothing. I was just saying I figured it out where he got the money. Money drove the car. Boom. Money head.
So you think he scammed the insurance company?
No.
What?
Okay, just go ahead.
Where was I? Seriously, what does he have to offer society besides being part of the worthless human statistic? As you know, I've wiretapped all of his phones. I couldn't believe the one that when he called Don to complain about the lottery ticket that Perry didn't share with everyone. Well, after that greedy human sloth found out that someone pulled a prank with him on the lottery ticket, he called Don screaming at him like it was his fault. Didn't this gypsy fuck recently pull a prank saying he was at the Kaiser Permanente psych ward?
This is the last show
didn't
called
that,
the Big 3 Podcast.
And didn't that lead to
it.
Fucking...
What did this guy do?
I want nothing to do with these bullshit.
And didn't this
podcast.
Lead to him fucking up Big 3 business? I'm sorry, I love the Big 3 and I would do anything to help the project out, but I hate Perry's fucking guts. And what pisses me off is that you guys enable this Jehovah gypsy, and I promise that I will find out all information that I can to bring him down. I don't think that he has ever denied that he is gay. Your loyal fan, friend,
I've
and worker.
I've never denied I'm gay.
Hugh H.
I'm
A.
not gay.
You just said
Hugh
it.
A. Craig III, editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks.
Look, this is my last show.
Perry,
I'm tired of
take it
Perry.
Out on Hugh A. Craig, dude. Well, tell Hugh A. Craig. Why
I'm
are you telling us?
I'm tired of these fucking wannabes
tell,
that think they,
tell
they're
Dimitri
they're
Moreland's old boyfriend.
Let me tell you this.
Hugh A. Craig.
Hugh A. Craig's just working for a living.
Working me all over because he's fucking me up. Look, I'm not going to take these bullshit pranks and these
Perry,
lies
Perry.
Saying that I'm fucking ripping off the government
okay.
when I have a problem and I have not been able to hold down a job.
Why is it that you can't hold down a job?
Head injury? But I don't want to say that on the air, but I just did.
Okay, Perry, let me just say this to you, okay? And let me be honest with you. You will scam us. You fucking pulled a prank on us for 2 weeks. You fucked up our fucking whole future, the Big Three. People have not been sending $10 shout-outs they used to. Why? Because of you. Everything that you do has been wrong. Because somebody fucks with you online or whatever they're fucking doing. they fucking say stuff and you fucking lose your mind? Fuck you, Perry. Be a grown-up. Be an adult. Be somebody that's fucking got his shit together.
What do you...
Okay. Maul, why don't you read this next letter?
I gotta tell you, I like Scaremaster's energy today. What's going on with you, Scaremaster?
I'm tired of the abuse.
What abuse? What did anyone do to you?
What abuse has anyone done to you today, Perry?
Ever.
No, just today. Let's go over today.
The abuse?
Yeah.
Well, I'm the world's worst fucking guy on the show.
Who said that?
I don't remember the fucking asshole's name.
Hugh A. Craig III.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think Hugh A. Craig ought to go back in time and take that letter back.
You know.
Well, that's the power of love.
I don't understand what you mean.
Whatever.
All right, here we go. Dear Big Three, your podcast is the best. Dan, I stop by to see the Ding Dong Show whenever I'm in town. You're without a shadow of a doubt the hardest working man in show business. And Perry, you can learn a lot from your professional work ethic. And Maul, you are the heart and soul of the Big Three. I've always wanted to send a $10 shout out, but I was scared to send one because Perry quits the show a lot. Speaking of professionalism, Perry needs to start selling better t-shirts. I purchased a shirt from a year ago and I can't wear it in public without being ridiculed. The fabric is the color of a greaseball Italian salami sucker, and the shape makes me look bloated and disgusting, just like Perry. Plus, the logo on the back looks like S-word. To be honest, I only bought the shirt to support the Scaremaster so he wouldn't have to resort to gay prostitution to fund his neck surgery, but I expect a better quality shirt. I guess my charity didn't help much because Perry ended up screwing the government with his insurance scam.
Fuck them!
He said that. I hope Perry can improve the quality of his merchandise in the future. He needs better quality t-shirts, and he needs to get rid of that S-word stain on the back.
Yeah, right.
I feel as if the only thing Perry is good at is a spaghetti joke. I think the joke gets better each time he tells it. Speaking of storytelling, I'd like to hear the Big Three talk a little bit about how they first met. Also, when did Perry first reveal to Dan Amol the Randy Callahan love affair? By the way, I'm fed up with people saying Randy blew Perry. Perry blew Randy. It was the other way around. Right, it was the other way around. Perry tricked Randy into blowing him. Perry only had to JMO. I think Perry's 100% straight, so I admire how comfortable he is with his sexual exploration. That's nice. Yours sincerely, Allie Mawson, no relation to Rucka Rucka. P.S. Here's a knock-knock joke. Ask Perry if you have time. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
I need a teacup.
Teacup who?
I need a teacup.
I need a teacup.
Oh, I need a teacup.
Who?
I need a teacup who?
Ah, I thought you just took a poo down at the public men's room down in West Hollywood somewhere. I changed the end of it. He said, ooh, Perry, that's gross. Why don't you go before the podcast? Because, you know why? Because you like to go right when you start the podcast. Because that's
not when I like to go. It's
the hot hour. It's where all the people go there to meet.
There's nobody there. The fucking place is empty.
Oh, I was dead this week. Sorry, dude. No wonder it took you so long.
Well, anyway, that was today's $10 shout-outs.
$10 shout-out!
It is a pure joy to work with you, Scaremaster.
Oh, bullshit. You can't stand me. He can't stand me. And
you're my best friend, so don't even start with me.
Oh, Christ.
I've done everything in my power to be nice to you.
You're doing everything in your power
to be
nice to me.
Can I tell you guys something?
I will admit, you are doing everything in your power to be nice to me. I will, yes, admit to that. Yes. Well,
because
you're trying.
I start to think that maybe I
was.
Who
needs life? My high. I'm high on dope.
You know whose that is? You know whose slogan that is?
Whose?
Johnny Greenleaf. Let me tell you something. Johnny Greenleaf, now is the time. We need a final push. I'm going to need money from everybody here to support Johnny Greenleaf. One last push. There's a lot of swing states, and we can still win them all.
God almighty.
How much do you need?
How much? Yeah, I need a, I don't know, somewhere between. Listen, if you could donate $5 each.
I can't donate shit. I don't have it to fucking.
Hey, you know the best nation?
You're going to have
You know the best nation, Scaremaster? You know the best nation?
I know the best race. The human race.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
You know the best nation?
We're in the best nation.
Donation. Listen, Johnny Greenleaves needs some money. I just need like $100 from each of you guys.
Yeah, right.
You just got all your lottery money. Don't.
What lottery money?
You got the real lottery.
There's
tickets.
No lottery ticket that I got. Right, look, I don't buy lottery tickets.
I know you
I
got
gave
one for
back
free.
This guy.
Yeah, you may have bought one of those to throw us off.
I don't buy tickets.
I don't know. I don't care. Personally, I don't care. If you scammed us, it's a great scam. I fell for it. Mole fell for it.
I didn't fall for it. How about some of those piles of disability money?
What piles of disability money? Does it call bills? Do you ever hear the word or term bills?
I have.
You got rent. I got electric bill. I got a fucking phone bill. I've got cable bill. I got gasoline I got to fucking put in my gas tank.
You had gas before the show, too.
And I got auto insurance I got to pay.
Gosh, it sounds like your life is so different than everyone else's. I think that people should start sending Perry money. It's like every week we come here and we have to hear about the
my
torture,
problems.
Right, the torture you're going through.
That is your personal life and pop culture.
If you think about this, Mole, Perry is entitled to money, and I don't know why more people don't send us money through PayPal. Why they don't send us more $10 shout-outs. Why sponsors don't step up. I want to be able to take care of Perry because he deserves it. He's a sweet person. And
thank
every
you.
And
but
every
don't we all pay, don't we all send Perry money with our tax dollars?
What?
Yes, we do.
Everybody pays.
Nobody pays me money except for my disability.
Yeah, the government pays
government.
It. But who do you think
that's a government. That's
where do you
the
think
government
that money comes from?
And it would be
right.
impossible for you to work.
Taxes of hardworking men and women.
It's not impossible for
you
me to
couldn't work.
Work.
You couldn't work.
I have a problem with
people.
Dealing with people because I get fucking angry all the time.
I've never seen that side of you.
Oh, shit.
I haven't.
It doesn't come out here.
You're right.
What? Scare Master, if you got angry, do you think we'd really be doing a podcast with you for this long?
I'm on medication to keep me level. Okay,
this is not. Level?
This is more level than what I've been through.
Interesting. Well, anyway, you know what comes up this Tuesday? It's time to vote. We have a big election coming this Tuesday.
I know. Just talking about Johnny Greenleaves.
I know. And you're going to go with Johnny Greenleaves. And I was going to say, who are you voting for?
I'm not voting, but if I was a voter, I would
Why
be
don't
voting
you vote?
Because it's a religious thing.
No, Javajos vote. I looked it up. Javajos are allowed to vote.
They sure are.
Jehovah's Witnesses don't vote.
I just looked it up. Yes, they do. When is the last time you read the charter? When's the last time you read the book of Snoopy?
Bryce.
Let me tell you this. Voting is power. Let's say all the Javajos get together and they want some policy passed. If they don't vote, people aren't going to listen to what they want done. If they've got millions of people that say, hey, if you don't do this for us, we're not going to vote for you the next time.
That's how the Javajos, when they first started not voting, that's how all those leash laws were enacted.
Whatever.
That's right. Remember the days when dogs just roam free?
Pooper scoopers, the whole
thing.
Pick up after your dog with fines.
That
was when the Javajos left the political world, and they started restricting their master dog race.
You know, you should go back, and maybe your next Javajo meeting, you should bring this all up and say, instead of doing the
next subject, please.
But I'm just saying, you should handle it in a different way and tell them, hey, if we vote, we have power.
Who you want to vote for if you could vote?
If I was a voter, I'd be voting for Mitt Romney.
Why?
What do you like about him?
Honesty. Mm-hmm. And he's also... Or Donald Trump.
Yep.
Donald Trump should be the president.
Yeah, but he's not running
president. I like the fact that Donald Trump said that he's giving $5 million as soon as Barack Obama will show his...
Shows what?
His college grades and I believe his passport or diploma or something like that.
Right. And what is that going to accomplish just because you're a big Donald Trump supporter? What is he trying to accomplish here? Because a lot of people don't know.
I don't know either, to tell you the truth. It's just that Barack Obama looks like he's out to scam people. And another thing about Barack Obama, where is all the TARP money that fucking... ex Chief Justice George stole. Yeah, where's all that TARP money?
What does that mean? Yeah. To buy painting and stuff?
For the
California, the California TARP money.
Okay, so what?
Explain that exactly.
How much are TARPs? You just you stick one over the pool. You want to paint? You put a cloth one or like the blue ones?
No, forget it. You don't understand.
Okay,
explain it to me then.
All right,
explain it to me like I'm a child on narcotics.
You are a child on narcotics.
Okay, Mole, let him talk. Explain it so that the comment...
I don't understand it completely. I just know that there's a lot of California TARP money
that has
been stolen. That's why the state of California is so broke.
Because, why do we get so many TARPs in the first place? What were we going to paint?
Is that why you're suing the United States government, the Catholic Church?
Oh, you want to be a painter.
No, I don't want to be a painter.
How much money can California hold? Because in the recession, didn't all the money go to things like unemployment, disability, and welfare?
That money was stolen too.
Whoa!
So you didn't get any disability money?
Oh, I'm. Oh, Jesus Christ! I don't know. I don't even have an answer for all these questions.
I know, but what? But so okay. So they got the tarps. They're gonna cover up the floor to paint the.
No,
you know what they're
wrong.
Gonna do? I think that government is gonna cover up the problems that we have with tarp.
Are these the tarps that they use when they do the bomb the houses?
Or are these
dude, I don't know. I don't know the.
Or are these the type of tarps during a rain delay? These are the tarps they come out and they bring out on the baseball.
Oh,
tournament.
I love those. That's what it was. They wanted to cover
they
the state with a giant tarp, and it rained.
It's not a bad idea.
It's a terrible idea. That's why they got ripped off.
You were telling people because this upcoming Tuesday, people are going to vote. And I think a lot of people look to us for not only inspiration, but for knowledge. And if you have knowledge about tarps, you should tell it now.
I don't know the full definition of it.
But you seem so upset about it.
I'm upset over the way the state of California and the U.S. government is trying to ruin people's lives.
But Perry, in all fairness, how are they trying to do that? That's where the confusion is.
All the disbarring attorneys in the state of California, there's thousands of attorneys that have been disbarred because they're trying to tell the truth.
This sounds like somebody may have said this to you.
No, I read it online. There's a list of attorneys
wow.
online that have been disbarred.
What does that have to do with the tarp, though? Please don't be mad at me. I'm just very. Can you understand my? Can you understand my confusion, though?
Let's change the subject.
Okay. With the new California state tarp, the tarp will be rolled out starting in the High Sierras, where it will be on a giant one of those rollers.
Wow.
There'll be a lot of fieldsmen who will run that down the Sierras.
Oh, so it's not electronic.
No, because someone's got it. You got it. They'll hand it off because people get tired. They'll come down the Owens Valley, over China Lake, over Yosemite. That it's going to take a while.
This sounds a little far-fetched. Is any of what he's saying true?
No.
But it's partially right. A little of it's right.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
But then you explain it because now I think everyone is confused. I think they're upset about the tarp, but they don't know what it
is. Go online. Look up ex-Chief Justice George. And read about that fucking guy.
What
period.
Did he do?
What did he do?
Yeah.
He's been given awards for shit that he thinks.
Well, then
that
let's
other
give
people
him a
think,
hand. Chief
that
Justice
people thinks
George.
He's done, but he's screwed people over.
How did he screw them over?
I don't have those answers in front of me, okay?
But you seem very passionate about this, and yet you
I'm not
hurling,
passionate
you're
right now.
You're hurling accusations at an award-winning justice and a servant of the people of the good state of California.
I've heard recently his name mentioned, and people burst into applause.
This is a man who is not only beloved by his community, but also
well,
by
if
the
he was so fucking good, why the fuck did he back away from being Chief Justice? Everybody was finding out the corruption behind this motherfucker. Then he takes his girlfriend that he's been banging behind his wife's back and fucking turns her into the state of California's chief justice.
It sounds like you're hurling some accusations without really having the facts to back those up. I'd like to let
oh, I don't have
that
facts?
Scary Perry's like, thoughts are not necessarily those of the Big Three podcast
Absolutely
members.
Not.
Fine.
His thoughts in regard to any chief justices are not necessarily those of the other members of the Big Three podcast.
Fine.
And I
can I ask a question?
Yes, of course.
Dan, who are you going to vote for?
Now, I had an idea of who I was going to vote for, but now I've been thrown around so much with these tarp issues and things like that. I don't know who to vote for.
I heard what happened with you.
What?
You're mad at Obama because even he couldn't save Detroit this time. Whoa, hey, come on. It's a Tigers joke. Come on. We have fun. Hey-o, remember he saved Detroit that time.
All this talk of money and scams, it brings to the forefront a little issue that we're having
yeah,
here.
Yeah, Windy City Heat too. When the fuck is it going to happen?
Well, as soon as we get the podcast going and we get enough listeners, something that you've done everything in your power to fuck up. by taking 2 weeks off and lying to everybody.
Honestly, I couldn't have done Windy City Heat 2 this week because of all the fun stuff that Dan kept doing with me all week. I kept trying to get over to see Mr. Giant Dog, but every time I was heading over there, Dan would call me up and go like, hey, buddy, let's go here. Hey, buddy, let's go there. And, like, sometimes I would just fall asleep in the car. And, like, we went out to the Morongo Casino, and it was really hot, and I took some back pills.
Can we change the subject?
But Morongo, I just want to thank Casino, you for a wild week.
Yeah, okay.
Over there in Cabazon.
Okay.
The only business that does business.
Perry, can we please change the subject? I want to talk about something that I understand you're a little upset about.
Like?
Like a leather coat.
Yes.
You owe me money for that coat, dude.
It's the other way around, bitch.
No, it is not.
It's the other way around. That's my coat.
No,
that's my
it's not. No, it's
that's
not.
My
that
coat,
is not your coat. That is
that's
not.
My...
No, it is
sit
not.
Down.
That was a prop
Perry,
in the movie that
down.
You stole. It.
Perry, sit down.
That's my
sit down.
Jackie.
Sit down.
Stole that
Perry,
prop
sit
in
down.
The
my fucking Jackie,
Perry,
you motherfucker.
Please
stole
sit down. Please sit down. Perry, please. This tarp issue is getting under everybody's skin.
That's not the mudslinging.
$300, cocksucker.
Okay. Wrong again.
$300.
That's $300 you took out of the budget of the movie because that was a prop from the movie.
That
was, the
that was my jacket!
No, it was not. That was
that
the wardrobe of the
coat!
Movie.
That was
a wardrobe of the movie.
Perry, sit down. I'll handle this. All right. Let me try to explain what's going on here so you understand, okay? Is that all right? May please try to explain?
Yes!
Okay. This coat was worn during the Randy Callahan incident. This coat was worn during Windy City Heat. This coat
right.
was worn at the 20th anniversary.
Correct.
So this coat is kind of infamous. So what we're doing is this. We were going to sell the coat, make a few hundred dollars. But what we were advised to do is because of the fact we're going to do all this other stuff where our fan base is going to get bigger. And what we want to do is we want to hold it because it's a prize package. And we could make thousands, hopefully, on it.
Let's do that.
It's like Fonzie's jacket. If Fonzie liked to hang out in public men's room and get jerked off on.
Okay, that's not exactly what this jacket means to some people.
You know what I mean.
Some people, it means it's a big three souvenir that can never be found anywhere else. And so what we're going to try to do is gain a little popularity. But Perry, when you tell people that you're quitting, and when you do...
I'm not quitting.
You said that about three times so far during this show. All
and
right?
I'm not quitting.
Okay, so please, Perry, we've got this jacket, and one day it will be sold. This was an over 20-year-old coat that Mole accidentally grabbed you and put a little rip mark in it.
Little rip mark?
Okay, but
go,
Perry.
Go look at the coat.
I did not rip that jacket.
You ripped him!
I did not rip that jacket.
I'm not
jacket.
Even going to yell.
Why not?
I'm not even going to yell.
It's better when you do.
Good. Because I didn't even touch you. You're the one who ripped it. You got caught on my chair. You almost pulled me over in my chair. And you messed up my sneakers.
You're lying.
You messed
you're
up my
lying.
Sneakers. You messed
you're
up my sneakers.
Lying.
You messed up my sneakers.
Okay. Well, anyway, the point is that we'll call it even. You ruined his shoes. He ruined your coat. One day we'll...
I ruined his shoes. I didn't shit on his shoes.
Well, he didn't shit on your coat.
But he fucking ripped my coat.
He no,
grabbed
he didn't.
It and he ripped it. Oh, God.
Let's move on. Let's move to Perry's sexcapades. This is another tale in the life of Perry's
of my life
sexcapades.
With my fucking girlfriends. When I moved back to the Valley from Orange County, I was away from all my high school and junior high school girlfriends. My mother and I moved back to the Valley in February 1988. Now my story is about when I started to see my long-lost ex-girlfriend Ty Fromberg again. We hooked up at Palladino's nightclub in Tarzana, the club I used to
Wasn't
book.
This Fromberg from last week?
Yeah, I saw
That
her.
Was the one that he saw and that reminded him of like,
I
man,
saw her,
I remember
I
when
saw
me
Ty
and,
at the
me and old, me and Fromzy
this
went
isn't
to,
the same
Shut
story.
Up, both of you!
This isn't the same story, though, is it?
No, it's not
No,
the
no,
same
this
story.
Is a flashback. This is That
the
was
club
last week.
I used
this
to
is
book.
When he and Fromzy
Shut up!
Went to Palladino's.
Now,
It was, though, when you went to Palladino's.
The club I used to book, I don't do that any longer because it kind of separates me from being a comedian. Now,
Wait, you don't book it now or you didn't book it then when you went there with her?
I didn't book it that night when I met up with her there, no.
Okay.
But, and I don't book it any longer.
How often would you book it?
Once a week.
Once, what night was your week?
Mondays. Mondays or Wednesdays.
You don't remember?
And occasionally on Fridays.
When you say you were a comedian, it hurt you. When's the last time you did stand-up? Besides with me.
Besides with you?
Besides with the
I stepped
three.
Away from doing stand-up, I believe, in the year my mom died.
Too painful.
2009, yeah.
Because of your neck?
Just things probably weren't
no
as
comment.
Funny.
No comment.
What's your favorite Kenny Rogers song?
I don't have one.
You know the story about Kenny Rogers when he was going to the Grammys and he was going to get the Grammy for the best song, and then his tire flew off his car up in Mulholland, and he almost went off the cliff. You know what he said?
I don't know.
You picked a fine time to leave me, loose wheel.
Okay.
What happened after Palladino's?
We went to dinner, and then we were going to go back to my place, but she said she had to go home to her kids.
This is a Perry Sexcapades? Where's the sex?
There are no sex in this one.
Perry.
We didn't have sex.
The point is you're supposed to talk about this. I could talk about going out with Halle Berry.
I also didn't have sex with Ty Fromberg that night.
You weren't around. You don't
even
know she is.
I didn't have sex with Ty Fromberg
Mary
either.
Jane?
Oh, God.
Nope, I sure didn't.
Vince, did you have sex with Ty Fromberg that night?
He said no. Nobody here had sex with Ty Fromberg.
Well, I don't
That's
have sex
we
with
all
everybody
have in common.
Every night.
Well, the point is that this is Perry's sexcapades. You're supposed to talk about sex that you had with women.
Well, I didn't have sex with every girl that I knew.
Okay, that doesn't matter. We've got to get sex stories. You came in here very upset.
Full of pee and vinegar, but not poop, because you already went to that men's room down in West Hollywood.
Yeah, the men's room over there at that their restaurant over there.
Yeah.
You know what restaurant you didn't go in, and you're not going to find some dude pooping in the men's room, but you're going to find quality food, is What the Huck.
That's right. That's What the Huck.
They won't let me use their bathroom anymore.
That's why you should eat a What the Huck, because ScareMaster doesn't use the bathroom there.
It's ScareMaster crap free. Again, that's What the Huck, 323-654-7952. What's the number over there, Perry?
323-654-5792.
No, 7952.
7952.
Tres, dos, tres. Seis, cinco, cuatro. Come on, everybody.
I don't know.
Siete, nueve, cinco, dos.
That's right, for the finest
323-654-7952.
As I was trying to say before Perry interrupted me, for the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck. And don't forget the new Perry Can't Crap in the Bathroom policy, so feel free to go in there and eat inside.
Eat inside the place.
What the Huck.
No poops.
Hey, wait a second. Is that a phone call? Is there any way you could send that phone call through for us, please?
No, they can't do that, can they? Hello, Scary Lou. Goodbye, heart.
Oh, hey,
Mr.
Adams.
How is everyone? Enjoying a nice round of slap and tickle?
What's that?
What?
Well, if you don't know, I'd be ever so glad to show you. How are you doing, Scaremaster?
I'm alive.
Yeah, I'm all right, too. I want to talk to Mr. Giant Dog. Oh, yes. Hello, Walter. Yes, Mr. Giant Dog. He's just fine. Can I talk to him? Yeah, in a moment. Just, would you do me a flavor and remove those cans once again?
All right.
Phew.
Hey, did you find Mr. Giant Dog yet?
Do you know, darn the luck, I haven't. But I have some solid leads, and thank you for keeping Walter occupied this week.
No problem.
Listen, please send me any receipts for your activities and I'll reimburse you. Perry, what did you do to keep Walter occupied this week?
I don't do nothing to keep Walter occupied this week.
Well, I took Mole to the Morongo Casino, and that's where I lost about $3,000.
Mr. Barnes, listen, whatever costs you incurred with Walter, I'll cover for you, all right?
Well, that's cool. Thank you.
Now, listen to me. I feel quite close to finding Mr. Giant Dog, but I need a bit more time. How do you feel about taking Walter out of town to keep him busy?
Oh, sure, I can help.
That is perfection. Scaremaster, Mr. Barnes, here's what.
What?
You take Walter to the Big Apple and show him a good time.
Who, me?
Put him up in a hotel. Paint the town.
I can't leave town.
But listen, I'll reimburse you. I'll get back to you. Put out the money, and you'll need to pay up front.
for your tickets and rooms and show tickets and all what's what. Is that Coolio?
I can't go to the Big Apple.
Well, it's Coolio with me, but I'm pretty sure Perry can't afford to do something like that.
All right, listen, listen. Work it out betwixt yourselves.
I'm back. Where's Mr. Giant Dog?
Here I am. A woof.
Hi, Mr. Giant Dog. I miss you, buddy. Still making big duty yard bombs?
Whoop.
That's my guy. Okay, Mr. Giant Dog, don't bite Mr. Abs because he's got a joke to tell. Tell us a joke.
Quite right, I do. Listen, let me ask. Why is Mr. Giant Dog such a bad dancer?
Because he has two left feet.
Spot on, Walter.
Spot on. That's a dog's name.
Yes, it is. All right, I'm off. Toodles.
See you, Mr. Adams. Have a good day.
Funny.
So, you want to go to New York with me?
I can't.
Everything's taken care of, financially.
When
do you want to leave, Mole?
Who's going to New York? You guys are going to New York?
I'll take you.
I can't. I gotta go see Mr. Giant Dog.
Give me dates of when we would be in New York, and I'll let you know if I can do it.
Isn't there a big hurricane about to slam the eastern seaboard?
We can go there and have some fun.
Ride the hurricane waves?
Ride the hurricane waves. Just have a great time.
We're going to bring kites?
The big three hit New York together. The Big Apple.
That'd be cool.
You want to do it?
I'd love to.
Oh, okay. Wait.
But you know, I got to find out my court dates so I know I can take off this.
You guys ever hang glided in a hurricane?
I've never done that.
I've never hung glided.
Don't you think it's a little
dangerous? No, it's easier because it's like having a lot more wind to hold you up.
It's not easier, stupid.
It will absolutely
be easier. Hurricane.
Yes. It gives you more. No, dude. It's just steady wind coming in from offshore, and it just lifts you up, and you just stick there.
And I'm going to watch somebody with a fucking hang glider in a hurricane. Never happen.
You're going to be on one. I'm getting all of us. We're all doing it.
You don't have any money, Mole. We can't hang glide into a hurricane. What's the matter?
I keep forgetting I don't have money anymore.
Okay.
You know, once in a while, a long time ago, we worked out a deal with Perry's agent at the time, and we've always abided by what we said, something someone else has lied about everything they've ever done in that contract. But we promised that every single show, Perry would get 60 seconds. Go!
You know, you're every time you yell at me, say go, it gives me each opportunity to say nothing.
Well, it's your time, so you can do whatever you want.
Oh, can I say something?
Sure, go right
if you say, you don't want to use your 60 seconds?
www. Shut your fucking mouth, you fucking loser.
Terrifying Tim Skateboards.
Scary Perry Skateboards.
Best quality skateboards.
Terrifying Tim is a fucking low-life piece of shit.
We may only have his memory to hang on to.
He's a nobody. He's nothing.
But he's going to be
back
one day.
Scary Perry
Skateboards. A true American hero and skateboard enthusiast. Terrifying.
WWW, Scott.
Yes, he killed Osama bin Laden.
Scott.
I'm done.
What are you done
with? Over.
Who are you calling?
Again?
Scott.
Another time you've quit?
Because he keeps fucking interrupting me.
How did I interrupt you? You said you don't want to lose your time.
All you don't know how to do is fucking interrupt me. Every fucking moment.
How did I interrupt you?
Stop! I'm not stopping.
Yeah,
fuck you.
No, you just wasted.
No,
you can't. I'm cutting it out. Whatever you
com.
Say, you can't do
Scary
that.
Perry Skateboards.
Perry, it's illegal. You had 60 seconds.
Tim.
You had
illegal
60
my
seconds.
Ass.
I think it's unfair.
Ass.
You had 60
Scary
seconds.
Perry
Wait a minute. It's now a minute 20. No, it's not fair.
Scary
it's not fair. It's not fair. Why do you get more time?
It's never fair because he opens his fucking trap.
What did I do?
And he calls me his friend?
I'm your best
You're
friend.
You're never my friend.
I'm
You're
your
a fucking
best
lowlife.
Best friend.
If I had you as my best friend,
ew, creepy.
You would be a friend. You're not a friend. You're a loser. You're a wannabe. You're a punk.
Why
You're
you
an asshole. You're a piece of shit.
Is that the voice you use in the West Hollywood bathrooms?
Friends like to mess with each other.
Friends like to mess with each other. You flaming fags. Shut up.
You woke up on the wrong side of the bed today for sure.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I'm fucking awake now.
You seem like you've done nothing but been upset with us the entire time you've been here.
I'm not upset at you. I'm upset at him.
What did I do?
What did I do?
No.
You opened your fucking mouth.
What
That's
did you do?
You
I'll
did.
Tell you what you did.
I did nothing.
You stole $3,000 from us with your fake lottery ticket scam.
My fake lottery ticket scam?
Well, actually, you would have gotten $10,000.
My fake lottery ticket scam?
I'll tell you what, if you and Dr.
I don't buy lottery tickets. I got a lottery ticket given to me last
week. You know something, Scare Master? If you were a Dr. Seuss character, you'd be Scam I Am.
Oh, whoa.
If you're on the Brady Bunch, you'd be Scam the Butcher.
Hey, great.
Do you hear what you're saying, Mole? Those are some pretty mean words.
Scam I Am?
What if he was in a Warner Brothers cartoon?
Yosemite Scam.
Yosemite Scam?
What if he was a retarded guy played by Sean Penn?
I Am Scam?
Day.
Wow.
Fuck off.
What is the matter, Perry?
Fuck off.
Who are you talking to?
Him.
What did I do?
You smoke too much fucking weed.
It's called apple cherry with tobacco, my friend. Look it up.
I'm done.
There again. You've quit again.
I'm done.
You keep saying that.
I'm not Perry, done with the show. I'm done with him.
This is why everybody doesn't send $10 shoutouts. This is why we can't get any advertisers.
Oh,
because
Christ
Perry,
almighty.
Perry.
Well, then teach this fucking guy to be professional. He's not professional at all.
How am I not professional?
You interrupt me every time I fucking try to talk.
When did I do?
Perry, it doesn't matter what he does. He doesn't say he's quitting every show.
It doesn't matter what he does.
Okay.
So he can fucking ruin my fucking bit every time I try to do something. Go! Who's this
for?
It's me. Terrifying Tim Skateboards are the best skateboards in town.
Scary Perry Skateboards.
No, stop, both you guys. No more advertising.
The best skateboards
in
town.
Shut up. Come on. Guys, we're not talking skateboards anymore.
American wood, not Canadian hard maple. American hard maple.
Where?
Not shipped from China, but made from China. Made from the best Chinese wheels. You want Chinese stuff? You got it with Terrifying Tim, an American classic. Buy
Terrifying
Tim,
Tim
American
is
American classic.
Don.
How dare
Walter
you?
Walter Malinsky
Perry,
is a piece of
Perry,
shit.
Perry, Perry,
Don
Perry.
Paris, stop fucking with me.
Who's fucking with you? I'm saying stop talking about American hero, for God's sake.
What did
sake.
Dan do?
He's not a fucking hero. He's a piece of shit.
And he's no longer with us, and that's
good.
How you talk? And good. This is why people don't like you, Perry. You say this about an American hero.
An American hero. Oh, a guy that puts on a fucking Halloween costume.
Well, you stole his ideas.
I've been in business a lot longer than he has.
Really? Really?
I was
born.
He's young
Island?
Enough. The piece of garbage was young enough to be my own child.
Oh, man. Here you go with your creepy stuff again.
Get me out of here.
Again, you're quitting?
Just,
see,
no,
this
I'm not
is,
quitting.
This
I just
is what
don't
I'm
want
saying.
To deal with him anymore.
What do you mean you don't want to deal with him
what
anymore?
What did I do?
You always interrupt me when I open my fucking mouth. If it's my commercial, it's my commercial.
What you did he do?
He fucking interrupted my commercial, asshole.
But you weren't doing the commercial.
You weren't giving
you
me
want
a...
to do it.
Yeah, you did.
You were
say.
Giving me shit.
No,
Mary Jane?
I heard Perry was refusing. He was refusing. He
this
was
is what
silent.
Scammer said.
You shut
Dan,
up, too.
Dan
don't tell her to shut up.
Hey. I'll tell her to
don't
shut up.
Don't shut up.
Nice. You don't talk to
a You don't
nice
talk to a
lady like
that.
Like that.
How
man.
Dare you? Mary Jane, I just want to apologize to you.
Yeah, and from the rest of the Big Three podcast, we think you're doing a great job.
You're doing a fantastic job,
you don't get to be part of that. You're the mean guy.
But see, you're...
Scaremaster. Dan
I'm
told,
the mean
Dan
guy because
Barry,
I'm giving you
Dan
shit
you
because you're opening your mouth.
That your 60 seconds was going to start. So he said, go. And then you said, every yell time you yell at me, you give me another excuse to not say anything.
That's exactly what you said, and I'm telling you this. I, being in charge of this, I've got to make sure that dead air is filled. You can't.
Dead air that you like
dead
to make
air
my
is
ears
illegal.
Ring.
It's illegal in podcasting.
I don't know if it's illegal, but it
please.
It makes
podcasting
you lose
enough. Podcasting is wannabe radio stars. That's all we are, is a bunch of wannabe radio stars.
Well, you're a delight, Perry.
I am a delight. Thank you.
I've done nothing to deserve
it. It's not your fault.
Okay.
It's not your
but
fault.
But you know
it's
what?
This guy.
But
who, me?
Yeah, who, me?
Oh, let me ask you. Can I ask you one thing?
No.
Yeah, go ahead,
Scare Master.
Go ahead, ask him.
No, not without his permission.
Let him ask you.
Ask me what?
What did I do?
That's what you did.
Well, you know, I think it's just about time to do the best thing that we do on this show.
I don't think so. I think
it's
we
called
got
exiting.
A little...
It's time once again for a little segment on this show that we like to call Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play on this show. Mole's in charge, so he'll cast the scene. He'll set up a scenario, whether it's something from the show, part of pop culture, or something Mole makes up. Then Mole will direct the scene. The only thing that we're not aware of right now, Mole.
Those pieces, they kill people. Don't they, Mole? Don't they, Mole? Don't they, Mole? Those game pieces that you created kill people because they were created where? China! China! You fucking lowlife!
What are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Oh, I'm going to give you guys game pieces that have that China paint on it that kills people. Right, Mole?
Perry, don't you think you're being a little rough on him?
It's about fucking time I be a little rough on him and scare the shit out of him.
Are you frightened, Mole?
Nope, I'm not frightened.
Are you mad? Because
let me tell you something. Mole Play game pieces, candy-shaped game pieces, candy, do not kill people anymore as of 22 and a half weeks. I'll tell you what does kill people. Scaremaster does.
And
he
guns.
He killed Nathaniel, and he killed his friend in Big Bear.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't
right.
kill Eric in Big Bear.
Oh, really?
Oh, then how'd you know his name so quickly?
Because I said Fred, I knew the guy.
Could have been any friend. Could have been any friend. And yet, it's a friend who died. Where, Big Bear?
At his house.
Oh, yeah? A house? Well, sometimes a house is not a home.
Okay, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Today, we're going to go back in time to a beautiful place called Paladino's Nightclub, where Scaremaster's having a date with Ty Fromberg, who's looking at her clock because she's got to get home to the kids. But Scaremaster has something else in mind. He invites you to go hang gliding in a hurricane.
What?
Scaremaster, you play yourself a day and you're Ty Fromberg. Mole Play!
Oh, hey, Perry. We're not going fucking hang gliding
okay,
in a hurricane.
Okay, let's switch the roles. Then you're Ty Fromberg, and Dan, your Scaremaster, wants to go hang out in a hurricane with Ty Fromberg before she goes home to the kids. Mole Play.
Why don't you go hang gliding with me? I want to go hang gliding! I love hurricanes, and I want to go hang gliding! Come on, Fromberg! Give me a pussy! Speak English? I said I want to go hang gliding, Fromberg! Such a fucking idiot. Yeah, I'm a fucking idiot! Fuck you! Ah! You're out of Paladinos!
Scaremaster yeah, takes what? Her out to dinner and kisses her.
Give me a kiss! Give me a kiss! Give me a kiss! Let go of me. My neck is killing me. Stop.
What's wrong with your neck, Fromberg?
No. I just don't like...
Well, get on the hang glider. Just get on the hang glider. Feel the wind. They get on the hang glider. They get on the hang gliders. Put your hands out like this. Get on the hang gliders.
Mole, can I just interrupt Mole Play? You know I'm the ultimate professional.
Really good at it.
And I never break character.
Never do.
Perry never gets into character.
Your master.
I'm just not in the mood today.
Well, get in, Ty Fromberg. We're almost done. Be Ty Fromberg and we can move on.
Yes, dear.
Wait a minute. Do you want me to tell Nick that you're not in the mood today? What else do you do all week? You got an hour and a half.
I'm busy all fucking
Tell
week.
Me one thing you do.
Don't worry about
Tell
what
me
I
one
fucking
thing
do.
You do.
It's none of your business what I do.
Because you do nothing. You do
I
nothing.
I do nothing?
Yeah.
I'm extremely busy. It's none of
tell
your business.
Tell me one
I'll
thing.
Tell you something.
I'm in court all fucking
in
week.
Court. He's in court. And who do you think picks up the Sobe pina coladas? He doesn't have an assistant who picks that stuff up for him, right?
You don't?
I buy everything myself.
You got to really? Go out and you got to get your errands. You got to get your... Your
my food.
Healthy choice soups.
I got to go to Costco and buy my own stuff.
Right.
I got to go to Smart and Final and buy my own stuff.
You it's know, amazing that you're able to do that stuff yourself.
A second ago, I was almost going to say to myself that you are a despicable fucking gross human being.
Thank you.
But then I remembered, you're entitled to all this. We should be fucking taking care of you. You know what? I can't give any money to your candidate for this election.
Why not?
Because I feel that I should be giving it to Perry.
Thank you.
How much money do you need?
Do I need?
How much money would you like me to write you a check for?
This month, $1,000, $2,000.
Okay.
$1,000 would be fine. I'll accept $1,000.
If I gave you $1,000, my checkbook would bounce.
All right. What? How much can you afford to let me have this week?
Well, let me see.
Actually, it's this month.
Okay. You tell me some of the things you do, and maybe everything you do, I'll give it, put a dollar value on it, and I'll give you money.
Well, like what? I'm in court. I'm in court this month. I mean, I'm in court until the fucking thing is over with.
Who are you in court with?
My brother.
Okay, so that's the one that you're suing. You've been going on for years and years and years.
Did he have a tarp thing too?
My brother's got nothing to do with the state.
And you're trying to sue to get $180,000 back, right?
Yeah.
So the most you'll get is $90,000.
Oh, my God. We're getting a house?
You're not getting a house.
You know what we gotta do?
If you get a house, we're getting a house.
We should share.
We're moving
that.
In that house, and we're going to film a reality show.
Oh, that's a great idea. Shows
called Perry's Place. You win this house. We set up the cameras. We get in there. We spend 3 weeks. Whoever comes out alive, we got a reality show.
I think we should spend longer than 3 weeks. Let's go 4 months.
Let's go 4 months. We get the food in there. We nail the doors shut.
Mole, you're not getting a house in Lancaster, okay?
Lancaster?
I love that area.
That's on the way to Palmdale.
That's a beautiful area.
It's disgusting up there.
What are you going to do with the house then?
Sell it ASAP.
And would you go out there and like show it to people?
Dress
up in a suit and tie?
That's not my job.
Hey, come on in. Come on in. Let's see what we got here. This is the living area.
Take a look. And Dan, you're the realtor and Scare Master, your prospective buyer, Mopley.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm not buying this.
I'm Perry Caravello. Come on in. It looks that way on the outside because of the heat in the neighborhood that we're in. But come on in. Take a look.
Scare Master, you're not the realtor. You're just the realtor out there who's lured Scare Master out there to look at his house. He wants him to sell it and kisses him. Mopley.
Hey, my name's John Ferguson.
And then he's trying to kiss me?
Give me
a kiss.
No,
you're Ty Fromberg.
You want a kiss?
You're Ty Fromberg.
Give me a kiss.
I'm not kissing you. Please, stop trying to kiss me. I'm not kissing you.
Okay, so here's what we do. He's the real estate agent. You're Ty Fromberg. He's showing you the house. It could be perfect for you and the kids. Mopley.
Hey, so I understand you have some kids. Are you a single mom?
Oh, I am not. Well, I was.
You seem like you're kind of iffy on everything. Usually people like that, they might be married, but they're looking for a little extra, so to speak.
No, I'm a very happily married woman.
Let me see your hand.
I'm a very happily married woman.
Feel this.
No, get the fuck out of here.
Do you know what that is? That's a realtor cock.
Oh, God. You know, I'm going to have you arrested for sexual harassment.
Baby, come on. Why are you being such a cold fish?
Trying the fucking
Fromberg. That's a beautiful name. Can I rub your hair?
No, she got married.
You're Fromberg. I got married.
Oh, God.
Talk about getting married. That's Fromberg.
Fromberg, you're a beautiful lady. Has anyone ever told you that? I bet you that silly husband of yours doesn't even mention how beautiful you are. Look at that nose.
Her first husband.
My first husband.
Nice titties. Oh,
my.
I like your titties.
You're Fromberg, Scare Master.
Really nice.
Excuse me. You know what you're doing?
You're feeling some beautiful
blood. You know what you're doing?
What's that?
Those are my tits, fucking prick.
Your nipples sensitive? Your nipples sensitive? Your nipples sensitive? Come on. Come on, baby. Don't be such a cold fish. Let's do something fun. I feel like selling a home and getting crazy right now. Come here. Smell my cock.
Fromberg tells the realtor things she's held back for a long time.
Stop doing this to me, please.
What's the realtor doing to
you? Trying to get me to fucking suck his dick.
I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind eating your pussy.
Yeah.
Can I eat your pussy?
Oh, God.
You don't like to suck dick. Let me see your pussy.
You're not getting your hands near my cock either.
You have a cock?
You're Fromberg. Oh, my God. Fromberg was a dude?
Wait.
Whoa, and that's mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Wow, that mole play was really
good. We found out.
Wow, all along I thought that something was going on with that Fromberg thing. Now we know the truth.
Ty,
yeah. Is she
please,
a transsexual
please,
or is
please.
She a woman?
Look,
she dressed
Ty
like a
Fromberg
woman?
Was a great girl. She was a cheerleader through junior high school as well as in high school.
And she had a cock the entire
was
time.
Was he named after Ty Cobb?
Today's show was really fun. Very memorable, too. You know? But
I feel like I'm going to get ripped off on this show.
How are you going to get ripped off?
Because I'm not going to get my $10 shout-outs.
Can I have your $10 shout-out tonight, Scaremaster?
Because I'm very angry and I want to get out of here.
Well, if you leave, you don't get them. Absolutely not.
I can't go nowhere.
We're about to wrap up the show.
Call me everything in the book.
It's just, you know, Perry.
I'm just very angry at this piece of shit over here. He treats me like shit.
Okay, but how do you treat
every
me?
Fucking
how do you
line?
Treat me? How do you treat me?
I apologize for, okay. for well, what anyway. I do to you.
If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, don't forget, on Twitter, I am at SimplyDon1. That's number one. Mola, you're not on Twitter. We've got
Scary John, Perry 818 on Twitter.
John Quincy Adams is at JQA Productions. So if you want to get in touch with him. On Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. Mole is at Walter Molininski.
I have three Facebook accounts, but
Perry F.
Use.
Caravello,
K-A-R-A-V-E-L-L-O on Yahoo. On KNAC, it's Perry F. Caravello. C-A-R is in car, A-V is in Victor, E-L-L-O.
Okay, and don't forget, every Monday night, come over to the world-famous Comedy Store and see the Ding Dong Show.
Ding Dong Show in the Belly Room.
Monday night, 10 p.m. And I'm at the Comedy Store every night, so if you want, come on by. Guys, what a fucking life we lead.
It's the best.
Put it there, guys.
Big three!
Goodbye.